Well, congratulations, Bill Belichick, and welcome back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it was
great.
Just push that little button. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
No, thanks. It was a great win yesterday for the players, the organization, and you know, guys really did a good job. They hung there, they fought hard, and you know, things worked out in the end.
All of us experts before the game were talking about a half a dozen things that that had to happen. You had to win the turnover battle. You had to, you know, Brady had to play fantastic. You know, you had to keep Ray Rice in check, and all these things that all of us experts predicted, and not a lot of them came through. The game kind of panned out differently over the course of 60 minutes than a lot of people thought.
Yeah, sure did. And you know, being down, minus two on the turnovers, that's, you know, that's not good in playoff football. The odds of winning when you have that kind of turnover ratio are not good. So, you know, fortunately we were able to overcome it, but it was, you know, obviously it was close. And you're right, you know, you just never know how those games are going to go. And as always, handful of big plays, key plays. So it was, you know, a couple of big fourth down plays. That's why it's playoff football. It's mm-hmm. basically exciting.
So many big plays in the game. I mean, you know, start to finish. And let's go from the end and then work our way back into the game for the Ravens. Billy Cundiff comes out there for an attempt, a field goal attempt to tie the game. The cliche now is we expect the coach to freeze the kicker. What was your mentality there? You didn't call the timeout, and maybe he was looking for it. I don't know. But what were you thinking when he was coming out onto the field?
You know, we thought about it. We talked about it. I thought they were a little late making the substitution. I thought that they sent it out a little bit late. You know, maybe not quite sure. You know, it was fourth and two, was it? Maybe something like that. And I thought, well, maybe they might have even lost track of the downs because it just seemed like it was late substitution. They were run out there late. Thought about the timeout, and then it just seemed to me like they were rushing a little bit. I felt we were better off. You know, letting them go, letting them rush and handle it under pressure rather than giving them a chance to settle down and get it all lined up properly. So, I don't know, but we definitely thought about it.
I watched your reaction on the kick. A lot of people reacted quicker and were jumping up and down. Were you looking around to see if there were any penalties or were you looking for the official, no good signal? What were your thoughts?
You know, I really couldn't tell whether the ball was good or not. And then I looked at Riveron, the referee, and he didn't give any signal at all. He stood there for quite a while. And, you know, then I saw the fans cheering, and then Steven almost knocked me over.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized the kick had missed. But I was kind of waiting for him to give some kind of signal. And I'm not sure that he was kind of waiting, I guess, to see the guys under the goalpost. So I don't know how all that happened, but it seemed like it took a little while.
Sterling Moore, two phenomenal plays there at the end, especially the one on Evans, and said he wasn't aware of what the call was. But apparently he did the right thing.
You know, we changed the call there, went into a double coverage call. But, you know, he made a great play on the ball, and that's kind of what we teach is, you know, being aware of the receiver's hands and trying to get your hands where his hands are. And he just did it in the nick of time. So that's really a close play. But, you know, Sterling's got good ball skills. He's always, you know, had a knack for being around the ball, coming up with the ball, making plays like that. And that was a huge one.
Could Vince Wilfork play any better?
You know, he had a great game. You know, big force in the running game. I thought we played well up front all the way around. And we needed to, you know, there's no one guy that can stop Ray Rice. You've got to have good gap discipline and play with good leverage and tackle well. And so we had a lot of guys doing that. Vince did an excellent job, pushed the middle of the pocket, got good pressure on the quarterback several times. He stepped up and played well. I'll tell you, probably one of his best games, and he's had a lot of good ones now, but I'd say probably one of his best games was against the Ravens in 09 in the playoff game, even though the final result wasn't good. It was, you know, personally, it was a tremendous effort on his part, and it was kind of reminiscent of that yesterday.
He was in here last hour. He gave a lot of credit to the coaching staff. He said, look, the coaches always credit us, but the coaches did a great job of listening to the players and putting us in position. And he mentioned the final quarter specifically, the defense that he was happy to hear called. What led to that adjustment? Was it just you guys getting together and saying we should switch this? Or was it listening to the players and saying, oh, the players feel more comfortable in this look, let's go to it? How did that come about?
Yeah, well, I think this is one of those games that, definitely had a flow to it, and it started one way, and then it, you know, the play calling shifted a little bit and shifted back, and there were different changes along the way. We got into the fourth quarter, and we talk a lot about our opponent's fourth quarter attack, particularly with the Ravens, you know, how they like to approach a fourth quarter if they were ahead, behind, so forth, and kind of what was working. We had some success with some of the things we were doing. Other things were not as successful, or they looked like they should be good, but we just didn't quite do something right and didn't get the right results. So, you know, we definitely talked about that right there at the beginning of the fourth quarter and said, hey, you know, we got 15 minutes left. We got to, you know, we got to really get this right, get our best calls, get them executed well, have good communication. And you know, I thought the players tried to do that. It was a combination of things.
One of the things Steve was talking about earlier, what everybody's been saying about this team, one of them obviously was Brady's got to play great. This defense can't go out and win a game for your team. Well, we saw the defense go out and win a game. You've talked about this defense. We've asked you the question many times, and we got the impression that you really liked what was happening defensively. Obviously, it's come together, and that was a terrific performance by them yesterday. But how has it come together, Bill? I mean, you got, you know, guys that were in practice squads with Oakland. You've got offensive players now, wide receivers playing a defense. How have you been able to put all of this together?
Well, I mean, I think we got a lot of good football players out there, guys that have been with us all year, and some guys that we've had to plug in. But, you know, players work hard. They communicate well. They spend extra time trying to study film and watch film together and make sure that we've got right what we're doing and communicate it. So I think it just comes from hard work and repetition, and that builds confidence, and that builds, you know, with confidence in practice comes, you know, an opportunity to perform well in games, and they've done that. I think they've gained confidence from what we've done in some recent games.
It wouldn't be New England if we didn't get a lot of questions about some things that didn't go well in the game. And it's just what we do here, I guess. And one of the questions...
Sure, yeah.
Or wouldn't be football.
You guys are the best in the world at that.
Yeah, that's right. We're the experts, aren't we?
Thanks.
But one of the things, and I have my own theory, but I want you to answer the question. People say, why didn't they go for it at the end of the first half, a minute to play, two timeouts, you're at your own 11-yard line? Why did you kneel on the ball and not try to get three or something there?
Because we had the ball to start the third quarter.
So it had nothing
to do with it. So we just took that possession.
Okay. It had nothing to do with it. And I thought it was.
Well, around 11-yard line.
I thought it was at the 11-yard line. And right before that play, right before you started off that sequence, Wes Welker didn't hurt you, but Wes Welker muffed a kick and it fumbled it out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, even if he had caught it and the ball's on the 11 or wherever it was, it just felt like, you know, a long way to go into a little wind, which stretched the field goal. You know, it's made it a little bit further. I mean, it'd be tough to score a touchdown, you know, 89 yards and whatever it was, a minute. I think it was less than a minute, actually.
Yeah, it was about 50 seconds.
So, yeah. You know, a long way to go. Field goal range was a long way. We had the ball to start the third quarter, so... you know, felt like we'd, you know, go into halftime with the lead and come back out and get the first possession and go from there.
How about the Brady pass? Brady pass after the turnover, 7 minutes to go in the game, going deep, double coverage for Slater.
You know, it was a play action pass there after the turnover. We were trying to push it a little bit. You know, Pollard made a good play. Smith made a great interception. And obviously could have been executed better on our part.
Gronk going out of bounds could have been a first down, I believe, at the time. You went for the field goal. Did you think at all about throwing the red flag out there?
It didn't look like it was in bounds.
No. It was very, very close. It was probably one of those, yeah. I don't know if you've seen it today, but very close to whether it would get overturned or not.
Mm-hmm. The other interesting decision, Danny Woodhead fumbles on the kickoff return. Comes back the very next kickoff return and actually runs it out real well. No hesitation putting him back there after the initial fumble?
No. I mean, I think overall Danny's got very good ball security. He obviously didn't have it on the fumble that you referred to. But overall, I think his ball security is good and you know, we have a lot of confidence with him handling the ball. Certainly Kevin through the years, Benny. So, I mean, those guys handle the ball pretty well.
The game-winning touchdown, I thought, was pretty amazing. And I know Brady said after the game, hey, I suck, the defense bailed me out. But just your comments on that dive from Brady. I mean, that's not a normal play. That was pretty unusual on his part, in my opinion. What did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was a real heady play by Tom. He usually doesn't do that on the quarterback sneak. You know, he usually just finds an opening and tries to squirt through it there. And he saw the defensive linemen all down there submarining. The linebackers were deep, you know, which is a good position for the linebackers to be in to scrape downhill on off-tackle type plays, which we run a lot of on the goal line. And, you know, Tom just was able to, you know, reach the ball over. He knew he didn't have far to go. He saw those guys down there, you know, really trying to submarine the line of scrimmage. And you know, he made a great decision and, you know, got the ball over there. So not really the way you draw it up, but a heads-up play on his part, and he saw where he could get it, and he got it.
So much was made during the course of the week. Suggs, Nada, guys that you have to be concerned with. It seemed to me as if you got great protection for Brady during the course of that game.
But the offensive line did a good job on those guys, and they're good up front. They got a lot of good pass rushers. So it was a challenge, but I thought the offensive line stood up to it. I think Tom helped things out a lot of times, like getting the ball out quick. You know, we didn't stand back there and hold a lot of balls, but we got some help from the tight ends occasionally on chipping those defensive ends. But the offensive line did a good job. They pass blocked well and they ran blocked well. I thought we had some good runs in the running game where I know our average wasn't, you know, great because of some of the, you know, the quarterback sneaks and goal line runs and things like that. But overall, you know, Ben Jarvis had a, you know, 4.5 yards a carry, yeah, or something like that. And, so, you know, he had a lot of, you know, 6-7 yard runs there that we got into some second and twos, second and threes. Of course, the touchdown run, Woody's run down there in the red area to get the ball down to the 1 yard line before the quarterback sneak. There were some times where we needed to run the ball, and we had some, you know, key runs. We could have, I wish we had gotten a little bit more on the toss play there on second and three with about 3.5 minutes to go in the game, and we lost yardage and put us in a 3rd and 4 or something like that when Reed made the play. But, you know, overall I thought our run blocking was good, our offensive line, you know, as usual, did a solid job.
How did Brandon Spikes play overall? I know he had the nice interception and a couple other good hits. How did he play overall?
You know, I thought Brandon, you know, had a lot of solid plays. I mean, of course, the running game, for the most part, I thought we played that pretty competitively. You know, there were one or two plays that squirted out of there. But for the most part, I thought we did a good job there. I think Rice was around 3 yards a carry or something like that. So, you know, Brandon, Vince, Kyle Love, Sean Ellis, Gerard Warren, Dedrick Mayo, you know, those guys all did a solid job up there. Again, it's got to be good team defense. You just can't – one guy can't stop the running game, but Spikes, you know, he tackled well. He had a couple good thumps. And, of course, the interception, that was, you know, it was an outstanding play.
Most people were in celebration mode down here yesterday after the game. There was another game. I'm wondering when you caught it and where you caught it. Did you watch the second game here, or did you catch it in the fourth quarter at home? When did you see the result and start planning for the Giants?
I don't think you start planning for the Giants until the ball went through the uprights. That game was back and forth for the whole second half. I saw it from pretty much the end of the start of third quarter. I saw most of the rest of it from then on. You know, saw most of it here at the stadium. So, but that was a back and forth game. Could have gone either way. You know, both teams had possessions in overtime and, you know, field position. And then, you know, really the Giants won on 2 fumbled punts. And that's, like we saw the week before in the Houston game against Baltimore, that those kind of turnovers, very costly, and you know, those huge plays for the Giants are, you know, big missed opportunities for the 49ers.
And it doesn't take much either, does it? I mean we talk about it all the time, but I heard Troy Brown earlier today. Troy Brown said, "This is why you lift weights, and it's why you go at it hard in OTAs just for these moments." And it's just something small. A guy misses a kick, and, okay, his team doesn't advance. In another case,
ball goes off your knee.
I was going to say, off your knee. It's just something small. We always hear that a little thing can turn the game, but it really does happen, doesn't it? I mean, it happens a lot.
Well, but we also talk about little things, you know, make the big things happen, and that's what little things are there. I mean, that's a big part of it. So that's, you know, that's why football is such a great game. It comes down to, in a kicker's case, you know, the specialist being able to perform their specialty. And you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, you can drive the ball down in a field goal position and get everything, use the clock, use your timeouts, and set up for the field goal. But if you don't make the kick, it doesn't mean anything. So sometimes you don't get in as good a position, and you try a 56-yard field goal, and you get a great kick, and that bails you out of some other mistakes that, you know, kept you from, you know, getting the kick closer. So, you know, it all ties in together. But certainly great play by your specialist can make up for some things. And sometimes if your specialists don't perform, talk about the snap, the hold, the kick, I mean, the whole operation, not just putting it on the kicker. I don't know exactly what happened. But if you can't execute that play, then you don't have anything to show for it. You know, we've all been there before.
Vince brought up an interesting point in the last hour. He said this is this even keel team as he can remember, that bad things were happening during the course of that game yesterday. Bad things have happened during the course of other games. He said, yet this team just resilient, and they don't let the bad play get to them. Do you have the same response with these guys?
No, absolutely. I mean, these guys have battled through everything. I mean, you know, we've been behind 21-0. We've been down 17-0. We've fallen behind early in the game. We've had tough situations we've had to come into, but no, they have. They, you know, got shut out by the Giants in the first half, came back and, you know, scored a lot of points in the second half, even though we ended up losing at the end of the game. But I'm just saying, I think these guys, you know, battle back from adversity, and I thought we had, you know, a couple big situations defensively yesterday after turnovers where we went in and, you know, held them to field goals. And so, you know, just being able to just go in there and compete, you know, whatever the score, situation, field position is, just go in there and compete. Don't worry about all the rest of those things. Just go in there and, you know, try to do your job.
Is there anything you do or say with, in particular, some of your younger guys so that they appreciate the position they're in, but they're not overawed by the Super Bowl?
I think we just try to be, you know, realistic and truthful. Like what Michael just said about Troy Brown, you know, you spent all year to get to this point. You want to make sure that you do the right things from here on out. Do the things that got you here. You know, now's not the time to make a lot of changes in your personal preparation or your team preparation or your overall schemes and those type of things. You know, you do the things that have been successful. You might want to tweak them a little bit. But, you know, it's, do the things that got you here. You know, there's always, a little bit of a temptation to do something a little bit different or that's, quote, better, and then you haven't tried it and then find out it doesn't work well. And you don't want to do that in a situation like this.
Right.
Yeah, because you'll look back on that forever. Does this ever get old for you? I mean, you've done this and you've been in these Super Bowls. I mean, this is obviously what you work for, and everybody here on the staff and the players work for all year long. But
yeah, no, absolutely. And like I said, our guys have worked hard, and this has been 6 months and 105 practices and 22 games we've played and all that, you know, and it's all for this. So, but that's what we signed up for. That's what we're here for. We knew it was going to be a lot of work, and every team we play now is going to be better. We played Denver, and Baltimore is better than Denver, and the Giants are better than Baltimore, and that's we're playoff football. You know, each time you win, you face a better team. That's why they advance. So we know this will be a great challenge for us, but, you know, again, that's what we want to do. We want to meet the challenges and, you know, hopefully rise to the top.
You ready for the coach's question of the week?
Yeah, that's what I've been waiting for, Mike.
I know you have, Paul. You're like, oh, come on, Michael, ask the question now. Of course, the question is brought to you by Lexus of Watertown. This week's question comes from Jerry Miller of Boston. Jerry asks, what is the special significance of the quarterback identifying the Mike linebacker prior to the snap of the ball? How does that help the rest of the offense?
Well, Mike, that's a good question. And the answer to that is that when teams drop safeties down into the front, so if you have a 4-3 defense and the safety drops down into the front, then essentially you have a 4-4 type of look. But that safety could be in really any one of those four positions. He could be dropping outside or he could be dropping inside. And it then, by pointing the mic out, whichever one of those four guys, let's say you want to make the mic, then The other two are the Sam and the Will, and the fourth one is a safety. It just clears up the assignments for your offense, so that if you you always declared the Mike as the same person, then they could drop safeties into different locations, and you would have all different assignments based on where that guy was located. Whereas if you just identify a position, the inside guy on the right or the inside guy on the left, regardless of whether it's a Mike or a Will or a weak safety or whoever it is, then your blocking angles and your leverage points can remain consistent with the play that you're trying to run.
That makes sense, Diassi?
Yeah, I've heard that
I'm sure you've been pointed out as a Mike before.
No, it's just pointed out as that funny round guy in the middle of the field.
And Diassi says, what, I'm the Mike? Am I really?
At least they didn't call you a beach ball.
No, I'm Steve. Hi, I'm Steve.
Didn't call you a beach ball.
The problem is when one of your linebackers is named Mike.
Yes. Starts looking around. Like, hey, what?
That's a problem.
You got Sam over there.
For being selected, Jerry wins a $100 gift certificate to Sports Authority. The coach's question of the week is presented by Lexus of Watertown. Lexus of Watertown invites you to a new level of excellence. 1-800-GO-LEXUS. Submit your question for the coach at weei.com/coach. Not many chances to submit questions now. One more, I guess. Weekly winners will receive a $100 gift certificate to Sports Authority. Enter at weei.com/coach for your chance to win.
Hi, Bill. Again, congratulations on the AFC Championship and another trip back to the Super Bowl. Next week, obviously, we'll get into the Giants and the matchup and old friend Tom Coughlin. A lot of things to talk about with that team. We'll get into it next week.
All right, great. Appreciate it. Right. And I look forward to being in Indy.
Have a good one. All right, Bill. We all do. Coach. See you there.